Stand up. Say Yamed Aleph. We have had, according to Rav Yehuda, who darshan smuchim, we only darshan smuchim when it's either muchach or mufne. And the Gemara said, so how can we darshan from the smuchim of Vesil Bashatnes Gvilem Tasalachot? So the Gemara said that it's mufne according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that Stam Beged is Tzemer Opishtim, is Beged Klayim Shatnez Loyalo Alecha. From this pasuk alone, I would know that Shatnez is Tzemer Opishtim, because it means that the Shatnez is made from Beged materials. So it's unnecessary to write Vesilbash Shatnes Tzemer Opishtim, because I know Shatnes is from Beged materials. So the Tzemer Opishtim is Mufne, and from that I know that one Shedarshan Smuchim of Dilam Tasalacho to Vesilbash Shatnes, that the mitzvah's essay from tzitzis is doiche the loisas of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Tinach le tonne dvei Rabbi Shmoyl. According to tonne dvei Rabbi Shmoyl, that's very good. So Beged is Tzemer Opishtim, and I would know that, so the Tzemer Opishtim by Shabbos is Miyuta. But according to the Rabbonon, that hold that Beged means any material, so how do they know that esedei chaloisas? What does he Rashi? Tinech l'ton d'ver bishmol diyata leitzemer upishtim. El rabbonon d'les lohu kol begodim tzemer upishtim. They do not hold that all begodim are tzemer upishtim. All begodim made from different materials. So v'ahot tzemer upishtim loy miyatas, according to the rabbonon, so Tzemer Pishtim is not Miyuta. So because it has to tell us that Shatnes is from Tzemer Pishtim. So the Gemara answers, Nafke Lohu Me Roishai. They learn out from the word Roishai. The Sanya Roishai, it says Roishai by a Metzore. It says, Igalach es Kol Saroi. And then it says, Roishai es Kone. Gabi Zainot. So Roishoi ma Talmud loyna. There's a baraisa. Why did the Torah to specify Roishoi? It says kol sare. Zlafish en nema loisa kifu pas Roishchem. There's a isa of hakofas peyes, peyes arosh. Shemeya ani af mitzoyre kains. I would think a mitzoyre also is prohibited to cut off his peyes. Talmud Loima Roishai. So it says in the Pasuk Roishai that he's permitted to be makiv the payas arosh. The Kol Sare includes the payas also. The Kosova Haitana Hakofas Kol Harosh Shmo Hakof. In this Tana holds that if you cut all the hair, that's also included in the Iser of Hakofas payas. There's a mandiyama that holds that the iser of a kofa space is if you leave the hair and you just cut off the payas. Now this time the holds that a kofa kol harosh shmo hakofa. So memele, I would think that one is not permitted to cut off all the hair, including the payas. It says roishoy that he's permitted to cut off kol saras harosh, including the payas. So the Gemara says, ikel amifrech. So here we see that the essay of taglachas metzayre is doiche the loisase of payas. So here we see essay doiche loisase. So the Moshe says, "Ikel mifrech mal lav da kofes shekain lav she'ain shove bakel." It's a lav that is not shove bakel. It's only noig by anoshim, not by noshim. So it could be esse doiche aloisase sheine shove bakil. How do you know that esse doiche aloisase that shove bakil? So the Gemara says, Ela osim is konai. You learn out from skonai. The Sanya, it says, Vigilach es kol sari, es roishay, es skonai. The Sanya, we learned another Barais, is Konoi Ma Talmud Loima. Why did the Torah have to specify that it says Kol Sarai? Why does it have to say Konoi? Lafisha Nema Upas Zekonom Lo Yigalechu. There's a law that Kahanim are not permitted to be Megaleich Konoi. Shemeya Ani Av Koyin Mitzayre Kain, that a Koyin, that's a Mitzayre, should not be Megaleich Pas Zekonoi. Talmud Loimel Zekonoi. So that's why this Konoi is coming to tell us that if there's a Koyin, that's a Mitzayre. Even though there's a lav on a Koyin to be Megaleich Zekonoi, but he is Megaleich Zekonoi. Now this is also a lav she'enei shove bekel because the Isra of Taglachas Azokin is not noyig by Noshim. V'meinei inyil lav she'enei shove bekel, because that I know from Roshoy. Tnei inyil lav a shove bekel. So from here I know that Ese doiche aloisa asa ha shove bekel. Vakati itzterich. So the Gemara says, I still need this pasuk for lav she'ein shove bekel. Kosal kedaitach amine shani kahanim hoyil v'ribe b'makosev mitzvus yiseiris. That means I would only say that a poshet lav she'ein shove bekel esed doicha lo isas, but by kahanim. So there are more chumris by kahanim than by Yisraelim. So that what an esse is doiche aloi sasava Yisrael, sheini shava bekel, is not muchach that an esse will be doiche aloi sasav kahanim. That they'll be muta to be over on their loi sasas. This is a loi sasa that's made by kahanim. So it's more chomo than stamazoy aloi sase. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that an esse is doiche aloi sase sheinishova bakel, that's chomo. That's ribe be mitzvahs yiseiris. So I would think that filolav sheinishova bakel loi dochi, kamash malon de dochi. So for kelp, I have here two limudim that esa doicha loy sase she'enoi shove bakel. And the second pasuk is telling me that filo by kahanim it's doicha. But how do you know that an esa is doicha aloy sase shove bakel? So the Gemara says, ala osi miroishoi dahachtane. We learn out from a different beraisa. There's a machlokes tanoim, but Rashi is coming to tell us, and we'll see in Tosfos why there is this machlokes. The Sanya Rashi ma Talmud Loima, the same Rashi, this is the Rashi by Mitzayre, Begilach es Kol Sarai es Rashi. So why does the Torah to specify Rashi? Lefi she'nemar tar lo yaver al Rashi. It says that a nozir is not permitted to be megaleich roisha. Shemeya ani af mitzayre v'nozir kein. So I would think that a mitzayre that is a nozir is also not permitted to be megaleich roisha, because he's a nozir. Talmud loima roisha. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that a mitzayre that is a nozir is permitted to be Megaleich Roshoi. So that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Now, if this is called Alav Ashova Bakel, Alav Sheini Ashova Bakel, we'll see clearer in Rashi and Tosfos. So the Gemara asks, Ikel Miflech Malin Nozir Mitzoyre Sheken Yeshnei Bishayla. That a Nozir has a different Kula. That it's Yeshnei Bishayla. The Eloi Teima Hochi, if you don't consider this a Pilche, Ha de Kaimalon Dein Asei Doiche Loisase Ve'ese Ligmir Minose, because we know that an Asei is not Doiche Loisase Ve'ese, and Nozir is God Loisase Ve'ese, Ta Lo Yaver Al Roishoi, and Kodesh Yeh God Al Peres Ha Roishoi. So there's a Loisase Ve'ese. So if you won't cheshben with this pilche, the malanoza sheken yeshnoi b'shaile, so ligme minoza, the det aloi sasevese, ela minoza my time ala gemrinen, dikele mifrach sheken yeshnoi b'shaile. So this is a gringer alav, a lav that's killed, yeshnoi b'shaile. So memele, so you cannot, that's why all over we know a nesa doicha loy sasa, even though over here the essa of taglachas metzoyre is doicha the loy sasa v'essa of nosa. So koch, you have to say, because this is a lava essa that's kill, it's yeshnei b'shaile. So memele, so you cannot learn from here that an S is doicha loy sasa, because this is a loy sasa she yeshnei b'shaile. Achenami kalabifchar she ken yeshnei b'shaile. Before we see Rashi in Tosfos, just let's mention a Geshmake Kashe that the Proshes Drochem asks on the Chinuch. And then maybe Bervois Advorim will be able to understand the Teretz on this Kashe. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed, in Parshas Yisroi, speaks about Nedorim and Shvuas. And he explains the klal that koinomis are chal levatla mitzvah saseh. A shvuah is not chal to be mevatla mitzvah saseh, because a person is mushba v'oimed me'al sinai, so he cannot make a shvuah on himself. A person can say a shvuah shlo oichel matzah, because he's mushba v'oimed to eat matzah. But a person can make a nether to be mevatel a mitzvah saseh, because the matzah and the sukkah is not mushbe v'oimet. And then there's a klal, ein machil l'adam dover asaloi. So that means if a person asad matzah on himself, so memele, then the matzah is not mushbe v'oimet, so then he's not permitted to eat matzah. Because the matzah is also on him. He made a koinem on all matzahs. And all sukkis. So the chinuch asks Akasha, let us say, Ese doicha lo isase. That is true. That there's a lav of layachel on all matzis, on all sukkis. But let's say, Ese doicha lo isase. So the chinuch answers, no, by nedorim, there's a lo isase v'ese. Because k'chol yoytze mipiv yase. So therefore, you don't say, Ese doicha lo isase. So the Proshes Drochem is a kashi from our Gemara. But tak it's a lo isase v'ese, but it's yeshnei b'shaile. And the Gemara says we don't learn out from Nozir that ese doicha lo isase v'ese, because Nozir is yeshnei b'shaile. So al kaponim nedorim is yeshnei b'shaile. So by something that's yeshnei b'shaile, we have this klal that ese doicha. We have this cloud that Ese Doiche Loisase Vese. Let us see Rashi. Tinach Letone Devei Rabbi Yishmael. We that said the Rashi. Roishe Matalmud Loime B'metzoyre Ksiv Tinach Roishim Atamud Loim. B'metzayre Ksiv Yigalach Es Kol Sarei Hare Roishim Bechlal Lomo Lidach Siv Roishim. So why did the Torah have to write Roishim? It says Kol Sarei Ksav Araitane Ditzach Le Roishim Litchis Lav Deloisa Kifu. You need Roishim to tell us that the mitzvah of Yigalach Kol Sarei is Deiche De Lav Deloisa Kifu. Da Kofes Kol Arosh Mo Kofes. Vloimrinen pa'as kosav rachmon hilkach. Ilav de robi kro, if it would not have said a posik of roishe avamin aloy likif. Alme ashmeinen kro de osi yasei bedochi loisase. Omehochen afke, and here we learn out esedeich aloisase,
Hilkach itztrich oleho lemeisa erve leyibum. Now, it's good why we need oleho to tell me that an erve is also leyibum. The leiteime osi esay deyibum v'dochi lav da'achesish. The Imre Moshe asks Akasha, this Rashi is epis, very modern. Rashi all of a sudden became very enthusiastic to explain why we need the Aleho. The Gemara on Daf Dalet started off by saying, how do you know Ese Doiche Loisase? So the Gemara says, you learn now from Kloim Betzitzes. There Rashi didn't speak about Aleho. Later, the Gemara's going to speak it. The Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis already has the Kasha. This is a Loisase Sheyesh Bekoris. How do we know that NS is doicha leisasa sheyesh bekoris? So on Dav Dalet, Rashi didn't speak about Aleh. The Gemara is already a kash on Dav Kimel Amud Beis. It's a leisasa sheyesh bekoris. On Dav Hey, when we started speaking about, according to the Rabbonin, how do you know Ese doicha leisasa? So we found out from Roishoi. So all of a sudden, Rashi comes in, oh, now it's very good why we need the Aleo. We shouldn't say Eser Doicha Loisas. It's very modern Rashi. So the Imre Moshe wants to say as follows. The Imre Moshe says that there's a problem. He says, how is one permitted to be megaleach a metzaire? There's a iser of makif and nikif. So the nikif is very good. The nikif is a metzaire. He has a mitzvah. So good. There's no iser of nikif. Eser doicha loisase. But what is matter the iser of the makif? The makif, he's being makif someone's payas. He doesn't have a mitzvah. So he says, so you see something very interesting. That since there's a mitzvah on the nikif to become a nikif, it's called sari galeach, is because of the mitzvah of the nikif, so the makif is permitted to be makif his payas because of his mitzvah, even though he doesn't have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is on the nikif. But in order to make possible that the nikif should be niskayim the mitzvah of kol sara yegaleach, I'm permitted to be makiv his payas. And it seems because of his mitzvah, I'm not, that the makiv is also not mitzvah, the iser of makiv. That's lechera what you see. It doesn't say any place that the Metzair is to give himself a haircut. It's not, or you have to go and tell a goy or a cotton. It doesn't seem like that. So he says, we had mentioned the problem. The machloikes arishonim, the mitzvah of Yibum, if there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yibum is Yibum Yovi Yalel. So that's a mitzvah on the Yovim. What about the Yevoma? So, the Machlekes HaRishonim, but there's a mitzvah on the Yevoma. The Rashba says in the Tshuva, there's no mitzvah on the Yevoma. The whole mitzvah is on the Yevom, not on the Yevoma. So Rashi, till Daf Hei, Rashi had a problem. That means, how could we understand the Aleho, that without Aleho, I would think you could be Miyabim and Achesisha? I mean, besides all cheshbonis, if it's eses doicha leisase sheyesh bekoris, it's not doicha leisase sheyesh bekoris. That the Gemara is going to speak about more bariches later. But there's a different problem. Afilo esse is doicha leisase, but how could you be miyabim? She doesn't have a mitzvah. That kasha was bothering Rashi. So, and Daf Dalet Rashi had nothing but to say. There was a kash, and Daf Dalet Rashi didn't have what to say. Why you need Aleho? But when Rashi came to Daf Hei, so from Daf Hei we see that if the you need a makif in order to make possible the mitzvah's giluach of the nikif, so a zaitike person is also permitted to do an iser in order that the mitzvah's asay should be miskayim by the nikif. So the mitzvah's asay that is mutl on the nikif is matter the iser hamakif. So memele, so the mitzvah say that is mutal on the yovam is mater the iser of the isha also. So therefore Rashi here on Daf Hei was able to breathe freely. Oh, now we see why we need Oleho. That's what Imre Moshe wants to say. She'ein, so the Gemara says no. That she'ein shove bekel donoshim einam belav da kof bekam de kedushin toime belav da chisi shirashi is hatten the sugi of aleo but the lav of chisi shekshem shehu muzer aleo kachi muzer is all of rashi is up to the aleo the siva nefoshi sois shneim b'mashmet. So where do we see that a lav a shove bekel is yochali doch is because of a mitzvah? Upas zekonim bekahanim ksi. Talmud loyim zekonim. Lerabbis zokon koyim, zekan koyim etzoyre. Tosi yese vedochi lo isas. Vakati yitzich legufi lashmin de lav de pas zokin kahanim itche. Play nafkilon mi roishe. Va'af agav dein shove bekel. You wouldn't know that one is permitted to be megaleich the zokin, the beard of a coin. Va'af agav dein shove bekel. Ludes al kedai tachamin ishani lave de kahanim dechmiri. Sheribe b'makos of mitzvahs rabbis. So memele, so could be, since it's mochomet, there's no din triye. Abakati lava shove bekel minol and the dochi. So we don't know a lava shove bekel. We just know that, but lavi de kahani sheini shove bekel is nitche. So Moses roishim at Talmud loime beroishim de mitzoyre namikoi. Talmud loime roishim. So that what the posik is telling us that the mitzvah of taglachas is doiche the lav of nozir. Alma osi ese vidochi loisas. Va'af al gav the lav sheini shove bekelu. So Rashi says, so what did you gain by the love of Mitzvah? It's a love she'en yishove b'keil. Im eine inyin le love she'en yishove b'keil, do nafkilon mizkonoi di idachtana. Love she'en yishove b'keil we know from Mizkonoi already. Nei inyin le love ashove b'keil. So now you know le love ashove b'keil. He says, now you can learn from Zekonai. From Zekonai I know Lav She'enei Shove Bekel. So now I know Lav Ashove Bekel Imeinei Inyan. That means Nozer is also Lav She'enei Shove Bekel. So now I'll know from Zekonai I'll know Lav Ashove Bekel by Roishai. L'cheira, he says, the Gebora before also, we could have said the same thing then. From Zekoni, we know Lav She'enei Shove Bakel. We wouldn't know maybe Kahanim. Okay. So that we'll see in Taisvis. Okay. Now, from this Rashi, we see that Nozir is called a Lav She'enei Shove Bakel. And Rashi says, but we can figure out for Broishi a lav sheni shava bakel, so now it's coming for a lava shava bakel. The Marsha says this Rashi is a mistake, and there's an often a Gemara in Nozir that says that Nozir is a lav a shava bakel. So now we have here a shaila, and Tosis brings down the Gemara. Is Nozir a lav a shava bakel? Or is nozer alav she'enei shava bakel? So the Avne Miluim and the Chuvis in Simen Chov Beis says a beautiful explanation. How do we understand this? Is nozer alav shava bakel? Or is nozer alav she'enei shava bakel? So the Avnei Miluim brings down, there is a three-way machloikis between the Gedolei Achronim, what is Pshat and Iser Nozer. There's a three-way Pshat, a three-way machloikis. Others learn that Nozer is an Iser Heftzer. Others learn Nozer is an Iser Gavre. And others learn that Nozer is an Iser Teire. And the Machloikis is as follows. Others learn, but there's one Mahalach, the Marib in Leiv, Tachsach Meir learns, that Nozer is an Iser Heftzer. There's a Neder Nozer. What's a Neder Nozer? That the Nozer assels, he assels Yayin. So the Yayin is a Neder Nozer. It's just like we know there's a Neder, one can ask a Matzah. So there's a Neder Nozer. When a person says he wants to be a Nozer, that means all the things which are Nozer is also, and there's an Iser Chefzer put on them through this Neder Nozer. But you don't have to explain Ba'arichis, what I want to ask. Neder Nozer means all these things. So Geffen is also, and Yayin is also, etc. That's one way to learn Pshat. So that's called an Iser Heftzer. So the Sar is also Lehiskaleach. But there's an Iser Heftzer on all the Chafetzim that a Nozer is also. The Marib Bosen Dachseme learns Pshat that it's an Iser Gavre. What's an Iser Gavre? That he asked Piv Lishtiyas Yayin. So the Iser is on the Peh, not on the Yayin. It's Piv Lishtiyas Yayin. Gufay Likonis Loyal Ameis Al Kaponim. That's the Iser. And the Marit says it's an Iser Teire. That means he never makes the Isurim on himself. He makes himself a Kedushas Nozer. He's a Nozer. He's Mekabel a Kedushas Nozeres. And the Torah said, a Nozer is a Kodesh. A Kodesh is not allowed to be Metamol Amesim. A Kodesh is not allowed to drink wine. This person who has this Kedusha on himself, so the Torah put in him on him, that he's not permitted to be Nichnas Loyal Ames. He's not permitted to drink wine. But the Isurim are Isurei Torah. Not he made the Isurim, it's Isurei Torah. That the Torah put on him, he just is matvis a kedusha on himself. The surim are surei Torah. So the Avnei Miluim says as follows: if you learn, like the first two Mahalchim, it's a Niser Heftze, that he asked the Yayin, it's a Niser Gavre, he asked Piv, Lishtiyas Yayin. So he says that's called Isel that Shavu Bakil. That means everyone can make Nedorim. So Mamela, that's called the Nisa Shavu Bakil. But if you learn it's Isurei Teire, so Pshat is the Teire put these Isurim on a certain type of people. And Kadoshim, a Kodesh, Kodesh is a Kodesh, so he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to be Nichnas Loyal Ameis. Like the Marit says, just like a Kohen is not allowed to be Mitam himself. So he made himself a Kodesh, he was Matvis in himself, Kedushas Naziris. So he's also not allowed to be Mitam Alameisim. So the Isurei Nozer was said to a certain type of people. That's called an Isur Shein Eshova Bakil. That's called an Eshova Bakil. So the Shaila, if Nozer, Rashi says Nozer is not Shova Bakil. The Mashah says it is Shava Bakil. Taisus brings down a Gemara, it is Shava Bakil. The Nimulun brings down this, Taisus says in Nozir it's a Machloikis Asugyas. So this Machloikis, if Nozir is called Shava Bakil or not Shava Bakil, is totally in the Chakir and the Achrayinim. If you learn like the Marit, that it's Isurei Teire, so it's called Einei Shava Bakil. If you learn that's Isurei Gavre, that he makes the Iser on the wine, he makes the Iser on Piv, so Nedorim is it's called Shava Bakil. Everyone can make a Neder. That's what the Avnei Miluim wants to say in Simen Chav Beis. So L'Chaire, if we'll learn this Rashi, so Rashi holds like the Marit, and it's Isurei Torah. So Talav Sheine Shove Bekel. Now Rashi says, Imeinai Inye, but Talav Eine Shove Bekel, and know from Zekonai. So Memele, that I know from Zekonai. So Memele, so it's coming to tell me Shove Bekel. If you learn the, if you say the Masha says it's a Grai, so it's go push it. Nozer is Shove Bekel. So the Gemara says you can't learn me nozir because there's another problem. And benozir ese veloisa seiketala yaval reishe kodesh yegadol pere. So the Gemara says, so a kochoch nozir is kil sheken yeshnei b'shaila lishoil lechochom v'yateloi hilkachosi ese v'dochiloi. So now here the Avne Miluim wants to taina in Rashi will be shver, unless you say Rashi is a grais. So the Avne Miluim says a very lomdashe taina. The Avne Miluim says, the Gemara says there's a kule in the iser nozer. Why is there a kule in the iser nozer? Because yeshnei b'shaila. So he says this we can understand according to the first two bahalchem. If we'll say that a nozir is a person is making isurim on himself, either he's asking his mouth lishti yis yayin, or he's asking the yayin to be drunk by him, so mamela, that's called a gringa isa. That's it's kibayle kachpelta. He made the isa. It's a man made isa. And yeshne b'shaila. He could retract the isa. He'll be shayil on the isa. So the iser is yeshnei b'shaila, so it's a gringer iser. Like we mentioned before, the Proshas Drochem asks on the chinuch, the iser neder is a gringer iser, it's takalava iser, but you could retract the iser, it's a iser kal, yeshnei b'shaila. But if you learn that it's isurei teire, so he says, then it doesn't make too much sense. He says, that's not called an iser kal, because the iser, you can never take away the iser. He can pull the rug from underneath the feet. If he'll make himself ois nozir, so memele, so then the iser will fall off. But he says, that is not called an iser kal. He says, for example, you'll say the isurim and the mitzvahs of korbonis are gringi isurim because yeshnei b'shaila, because you can be oikir the korban. I mean, these are isurei teire, kozman it's a korban, there's isurim on it, you'll make a korban. So automatically the isurim and mitzvahs will fall off. But he holds that is not considered a gringer mitzvah or a gringer lav because you can be shoyel on the kolben. This whole musig of that this is kal is only understood if it's an issa that I make and I can be shoyel on my issa. But if it's teiridiki isurim, then he held, then that is, then you wouldn't consider this a kula of yeshnei b'shaila. This is what Avni Miluim says in Simin Chavbeis. Yes, a whole mahalach to fanfare Shver Rambam, but al kaponim, so these two Rashis on a geya in the Chakira of the Achroinim, how we understand what a nozir is. Let us see Taisvis. Le Rabbonon Minolu, the Gemara asked, according to the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon don't hold of Rabbi Shmuel, so according to them, Tzemer Pishtim is not Miyuta. How do they know Esed Doichaloi Sasa? So Taisvis says, Havimotze Lemeima, the Loi Sovri Ki Rabbi Yehuda. What's the whole kasha? But we only have a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't darshan smuchim b'chol ha-teire kule, and he only darshans in the dvorim because it's muchachai mufne. So we could say the Rabbon and the Rabbi Yishmael don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Play boy yishim muchachai mufne. O neichel eile shnuyi. So the whole sugya is afilu isovri ke Rabbi Yehuda. That means the whole sugya is it's not really, the whole kasha is not, it's not a bomber of a kasha. We could say the Rabbanon, don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda finished. And then Rabbi Yehuda is taking care of, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Rabbanon hold like Ben Azai, that, you know, you'd kabash and smuchim efel and shmuel also. The Gemara wanted to say, Afilu will say the Rabbanon hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We also have ways to prove that Esed Doicheloisas. Vim Toima, so Taisvis says, now, so who's the whole problem? Uman Ninu. Who are the Rabbonon who are Chaylik Rabbi Yishmael? The Polygalai, the Tonib Rabbi Yishmael. Rab Shimon ben Elozer. That means in Shabbos we see Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds that the begodim are not only tzemer upishtim. That is chaylik ad Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon abalozo, the idach tane, the vei Rabbi Shimon, the bepeg b'mem adlikim, moidu, the beloi riboy have a stamp godim tzemer upishtim. So Taisvis says that there's no machloikis. Rabbi Shimon said, it says begodim stam. And then it says in one place, the big day tzema, the big day pishtim, by negoyim. So Rabbi Shmuel said, nil mitzosim in amafayrish. Whenever it says begodim, it's tzema or pishtim. The chilkim of Rabbi Shmuel, they have a ribui, that they're marbe from oi. It says oi. So oi is marbe, other begodim also. But, so, by shchotzim, other begodim also be mekabel tumim. But I'll call upon him in Yisod, everyone is moide that stamp godim means semer upishtim. So therefore, if it says, beged shatnes loyal alecho, stamp beged is semer upishtim. I mean, so everyone holds this. So the semer upishtim is mute according to everyone. Boy Marie, no, the Hainai Beraisa de Perekat Chelis. No, there's a Tane that holds that Stam Godim without Ribuyim include every material. Doma Rav Nachman Hosom Ashiroim Pturim in Atzitzis. Rav Nachman said that Silk is Potem in Atzitzis. Eis Verobel Rav Nachman, Sarove ist der Kaschel Rav Nachman, Ashiroim, Vaklach, Vasriken, Kulun, Chayom, Bezitzis. Chove said, how could you say such a thing? I have an offene Bereise that says that silk and other materials are Chayiv, Bezitzis. Mishani mit der Rabbonon. So Rav Nachman says, no, that's only mit der Rabbonon. Aber Rove de Porichosem le Rav Nachman, le Taime, de Mechaime, der Reise. Rove holds, That's Rove Lashitosa, I mean, Konov, that attacked Machui Midaraisa. The Sobolaki Hibaraisa. The last Lashinuya, the Rav Nachman, the Mishani Hosami, the Rabbonon. So Rove holds that there are Tanoim that hold that all Minim Achai Betzitzis. Aitzes Tambig Dayim. There's no special Ribui by Tzitzis. Min Konov is not a Ribui, as I said before. So, Kochoch, there are Tanoim, which in Ganzen disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. And that's what our Sugya, our whole Sugya is speaking according to this Tane, who holds that Stam Beged includes all Minim. So, according to him, Tzemer Pishtim is not Miyuta. And that's what it, and maybe they also hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's our whole Sugya. So the Gemara said, where do we know Esed Eicheloisase from Roishai? We learn that from Roishai. So the Gemara says, Ma'ale lavda ha'kofe sheken enei shove bekel. So later the Gemara says, we learn that from Nozim. Beperik shnei nezirim meforish, tahai tane demuki Roishai lenozir. The Tane that says that Roishai is going on Nozir, Sova, how does he know it's going on Nozir? Sova da kofas kolo rosh, lo yishmo hakof. He holds, it can't come to tell us you're allowed to cut payas, because there's no issa to cut payas. He holds da kofas kolo rosh, lo yishmo hakof. Lochi lebotsu lukmik she'enei Nozir. So the Gemara in Nozer explains, we have here two Baraises. One Baraises says that Roish is coming to tell us you're allowed to cut off payas. The other Baraises is coming to tell us that you're allowed to be Megaleach HaNozer. So what is the Machloikis of the Baraises? The Machloikis is, if you hold a Kofes Kol HaRosh, Shmoakofe, so it's coming to tell us, payas. How do you know to jump to Nozir? Nozir's a loisasavesa. It's coming for payas. If you hold a kofes kol harosh, is loishmoakofe, so then akochoch, so what is the pasuk telling us? Akochoch is coming to tell us that you're allowed to be megaleach Nozir. Viboyisame de lekuli alme shmeakofe. Everyone holds Shmeyakov. V'tane mukilo l'nozir. So why does he say it's speaking about nozir? V'haveloi loisase ve'ese. Because it's coming to tell us that it's toicha loisase ve'ese. Mishum de lav greide lo itzach lashminen de dochi de migdilim nafke. Forget the Gemara nozir says a second mahalach. That the Tane that says it's speaking about Nozer, he holds Esedoicha Loisase from Gdila. V'hai Tane de Mukilo L'Roi Shegreide, Sova de Megdilim Loyafine, Bishim de Itzach Lech de Rove, you need Gdilim to tell me Rove's din. Ashmine de Tzemra Pishtim Poitrim Bisharmine, V'lav Litreis Lav de Kloyim Kosi. So he holds that if I count, I don't know Esedoicha Loisase. Umei Roishoi Misaye Lahai Tane De Esedochi Loisase Baal. So there's a second Loshen in the Gemara in Nozir. The Gemara says that everyone holds Hakofes Kol HaRosh Shmo HaKofer. So Memele, so the one that holds is that the Pasuk is speaking about Nozir, he holds Esedoicha Loisas, I know already from Klein Betzitzis. So it has to be coming to tell us Nozir, which is a Loisas of Esed. And the other man, the Yoma, does not hold that Klein, that I have a Pusik by Klein Betzitzis. He holds the Pusik is coming to tell us that you're allowed to make Dilim from Tzemer Pishtim and it's Paita Kol Aminim. So I don't have a Pusik Pachlal according to Rav that Esedoicha Loisase. So the Pusik is coming to tell us Esedoicha Loisase. That's it. You learn out from a Kofas HaRosh. The Koshe, so Taisvus asks, Heichi Yalef me Reishe, how can you learn out from Reishe? Dikile Mifrach ke de Pachin en Hoche, Sheke Labshe ne Shavu Baku. I mean, how could you learn out from Reishe, Esa de Chaloisase? The Agamore says, Apirche, Vakochach Piche Gemuri, it's a Zich Apirche, Dim Leikein, Neilef Miskonoi, Delitche Loisase Ves. I mean, if you don't know them, this Pirche, so let's learn out from Skoni that Esedoicha Loisase Ves. Vieshloima de Sugi de Nozir Sovre, Vafilo Loiksi Vroishoi, Ave Mukminin Zekonoi Bekoyin. The Skoni Mashme Ben Koyin Ben Yisrael. The Sugi of Nozir holds that Fakert on a Loisase Shaini Shavu Bekoyin, I have Skoni. And that's going by a coin. It's speaking about Zaya Zokin from a coin, Zaya Zokin from a Yisrael. Afal gav de Roishoi le mashme bein Nozer bein Sheinei Nozer, even though Roishoi is not koilo stamazai all people, including Nazirim, mishum de kroairi bestam b'nei odem sheinim Nazirim. Stam people are not Nazirim. So Roishoi means a stam person. But Skonai means the Skonai of Klal Yisrael, which includes Kahanim also. Lohochi, kiven d'chsiv Skonai, d'dochi loisase ve'ese. So now, so that Tana holds, since it says Skonai, that's doiche Aloy sase be'ese eine shava bakel sulay itzach roisha lelav sheine shava bakel. If I know that an es is doicha aloy sase be'ese sheine shava bakel, so zikhe doicha aloy sase sheine shava bakel. V'meine inyin lelav sheine shava bakel, me'inyin lish sheshava bakel. Period. So me'mele, that's the sugya in Nozir. That the sugya nozer holds that zukonoi automatically is going on koyim also. So I know already an es is doicha aloisa sebe es sheni shava bakil. So loish is coming to tell us aloisa sa shava bakil. Altzimein neyinyin. Abo sugya dishmaitin asugya sovra diskone leyav makmina bekahanin. That stamazoi, I wouldn't zetz eins koni by kahanim. So I would say koni is speaking about Yisraelim. And it's not riba be mitzvahs yiseiris. So finish. So the koni is speaking about Yisraelim. It's not riba mitzvahs yiseiris. In ilav d'chsiv roishoi. So memela, now it says roishoi. So roish is also telling me alav shein eshova bakel. So now Reish is coming to tell us that Skone is speaking about Kehanim. V'itzach Reish iliz kule gluye askone da'ayre b'kehanim. V'dochi loisase v'ese. God by Kehanim is a loisase v'ese also. It's Einish of a bakel. And it's ribe b'mitzvah yisere. V'loi motzi le'melef me Reishay midi. So that is our sugyim. So our sugya holds that Roshe is telling us Einish Shava Bakel, as Koni is also Einish Shava Bakel, to tell us, even though it's a Lava Es, and even though it's Ribebe Mitzvahs Yeseiris. Inami sugya dahoche sovre, that you can learn out Shava Bakel, the Itzrich Roshe Lashmina Dakovas Kolorosh Moakofe. That's Kufi, what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. That akof is kolorosh mo akof, aber hidish nein ezirim severus the mispori yadinin the shmo akof. So memele, so that's why our sugye cannot learn out from roishoy that an eser doicha loisasa shava bekul because it's not miyuta. Either the roishoy is coming to tell us akof is kolorosh mo akof, or the roishoy is coming to be megala that Skone is speaking about kahanim. So Mamela Asugi got stuck. We did not know that Anessa is Doich Alav Hashavu Bakel. Zakonai Matalmud Loima. What is the Zakonai coming? Vim Taima Vaitztach Roishe Zakonai Leklal Uprat Uklal. What's Bechlal the problem? Why it says Zakonai? The Gemara Darshans can amrin and besoite pekoye maybe. Ma prat me feurish mokim kineseyo. It's that the mitzvah of yigalach kol sarai does not mean kol sarai. Kol sarai that's mechunis, that you have the saraglov, sar yodov, that there's no mitzvah of taglachas, tavka mokim kineseyo. Like skonoi, roishoi, gabeseino, so there's Zekone and Roshi are Meyuta. Vakati itzterich salke daitach amine, shani kehanim, dribe be mitzvahs yiseiris. Ava motzi lemeime, ditzrich skone, lemitri yese beloisas. He could say another thing, besides mitzvahs yiseiris, because by Zekonai of Kahanim, there's a Kedoshim Yiyu, and Zekonim lo Yigaleach, there's a lav by Kahanim. The Malkin have said this. The Mereshu le Sheminin el a lav greide. Mehoche le Motzu le Melev ba'almed le Esa Yese, ve'litche le Isase ve'ese, de'shani hochi ba'va lav ve'ese, she'ne shove ba'kel, ken amrini be'beg sh'ne nizim, this a lav she'ne shove ba'kel. But now we got into hot water. That means we have here a posik that says if Zekonai is speaking about it's a lava esse, and we're saying that what an esse is doich a lava esse because it's ain. So now we got into hot water. That means if we will say that Zekonoi is telling us that an esse is doich a leistase be esse shein ishova bakil, now we're going to have a lot of problems. Bim toima, benilmid mehoche delitche lava esse shein ishova bakil. And if you'll say yes, bim kain, my porich peperik elum betzias, the Gemara says in elum betzias, visalamta pomim shata misalem. The visalamta tells us that sometimes a person is permitted to be misalem and not to be meshav and aveda. When? Koyin vuhu bebeis hakforis. If the aveda is in bebeis hakforis, so the koyin is not mechuyiv to go into the beis hakforis. We learn out from visalamta. Frek the Gemara pshit, you need a visalamta for this. So that's shreklich. What do you mean in esse doiche loisase v'esse? But this is a loisase v'esse shein ishova bakil. And we just said you learn that from zikonoi that an esse is doiche loisase v'esse shein ishova bakil. By lava esse shein ishova bakil. So you need v'hisalam to what's pshat in the Gemara. Vay marie dahosam ike pilche somich. The Gemara, really, that's not the main kasha. You're right, that's not a kasha. Lika pirke somir al visu midochinon hisurim mikama mamoin. The Gemara has two kashas. You don't need visalamta. Number one, it's a loisase ve'ese tumis kainim. And number two, yedoich and isam mikama mamoin. That means hashavas avedas a mitzvah shebe mamoin. So yedoich and isam because of a mitzvah shebe mamoin. So that's the Iker Kasha. The first Kasha is Stamazay. You might, we could have said, the first Kasha is not a Kasha. But Oit Kasha, the Kamarosan Besoy Pilkin, Yochel Omalei Ove Vitame. If his father told him that he should be Mitame himself. Oy Altarzer Aveda. Yochel Yishmaloi, I would think he should listen, Tamud Loima Apostle. You don't listen to the father. Ani Hashem. The Gemara asks, why do you need a posik? Typically, then esse doiche leisase veesse. The Gemara asks, why do you need a posik to tell me don't listen to the father? Poshe, then esse doiche leisase veesse. Who my porich? For Allah veesse de tume ene shove ele bekehanim. So me mele fakert, so I would think you do listen to the father. Voi meride loi porich el al parzer aveid. The most kashas on al parzer aveid, which is also loi saas the best. The loma likro lohochi, the lava esse shove bakelu. Fine. Obo vioit koshe. Now Toysa says another kashe. This is a bitter kashe. The lekama beperik bay is gabi almona lekoyin godul. It says that an almona lekoyin godul, the cheletzes veloi misyabemes. An amon lekoyin godol is you're not permitted to be miyam. So the Gemara says like this: Porch bishloim min a nesuin. If this an amon was a nesue, so she was a beula already. So there's a lav in a say is loyosi esed the dochi leisase ves. I understand why you're not allowed to be miyam an amon. Because it ain't esse doiche leisase v'esse. It's good. Ela min ha'eresin lese esse velitche leisase. But min ha'eresin, I don't understand. You should say esse doiche leisase. So Taisus esk min ha'nesu enami yamayne ichalei. V'la v'esse shein ishova bakelu. What's good nesuin? Nesuin is a la v'esse shein ishova bakelu. And you're telling me I have a limud from Skonei. That an S is doicha lava S is shayne shova bakil. One kasha. This is bitter. The chen shom gabi plukta the rabache the rabbeloso. The B is koin godl ba'al mone komal. If the pato the tzore. So the Moshe says, minan nisuim kalam balei pigi do loy potr. It won't pater a tzore. Then S is doicha loy sase ve S. So the yibum is bolo loy konoi. It won't help. What do you mean in esse doiche leisase v'esse? It's a leisase v'esse she'en ishova bakil. So this is a bitter, two bitter kashas. V'oi mari, Sanad Ri says as follows, the loy domi, the la v'essei de giluach, avetvei einei shove bakril. This is more einei shove bakril, sheinei shove b'chol noshim. All women are not mitzuve in taglachas, taglachas azoket. So this is called einei shove bakril. All women are excluded from the love of hakofes hareish, hakofes hazoket. Avol gabi almona lekayin gadol, but almona lekayin gadol, and we said it's a love einei shove bakril. Ha'ishe oisa isure k'moy kayin habolel. The ishe does an isa like the kayin. The korim lo yikochu leisikach. Lo mitchele esed yibum afal gadei nishove ella b'kayhanim. So now we have to understand Taisvus. What does Taisvus say? Taisvus says like this: taglachas, women are mufke. So say nishove bakel. Men, but women are mufke. Say nishove bakel. All women are potter. But Amona lekayin gadol, women are also mitzuve, and Amona is also mitzuve. Wonderful. But all men are, it's only a woman in a kayin, but all men, all men are potter. So why is this called Enish, why isn't this called Enish over Bakayil? Because the woman is mitzuve, but all the men aren't mitzuve. So the Eglei Tal in the Hagdome, he brings down this Taisvus. He says he doesn't understand this Taisvus. So he says, Amor de Kipshat in this Taisvus. The Gemara says in Saita that on each mitzvah there were nichras dalet brises. On each mitzvah, what are the dalet brises? Lilmoid or lalamid lishmel balasis. Each mitzvah there are four brises. So the Eglei Tal says, so you see that in the chelik of the mitzvah snapshot is a mitzvah, and then there's limud ha-toyre. No. The limud halachis of each mitzvah is a chelik of the mitzvah. There's a lilmoid, a lalameid, lishmel balasis. So he says like this, in the mitzvahs of kaihanim, a kohen is not permitted to marry a grusha. A kohen gadol is not permitted to marry an almona and a beula. He says, in this mitzvah? So he says, this mitzvah, let's speak about the kohen alone. The kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Now there's a mitzvah on the kohen, lilmoid, or lilameid, lishmael, velasois. That's in this mitzvah of not marrying a grusha. In the mitzvah of lilmoid ulelamed, ganz klar is all his mitzvah in this. In the lilmoid ulelamed, hilchis kahanim. When the kohen will have a shaila, so he comes to a rov to pask in his shaila, in hilchis grusha, in hilchis almona the kohen gadol. So this mitzvah is mutal on klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is mitzvah in this mitzvah of Lilmaid Lalamaid. And the Lasois, they're not mitzvah. The women are also mitzvah in the Lasois. And Amon, the woman is also mitzvah. So that's true. In the Lasois, it's not Shove Bakel. But it's Shove Bakel and Klal Yisrael and the Lilmaid Lalamaid. And the women in the last is also, they're also mitzuvah. So it's not mitzvah, it's shove bakel, but 80% of the mitzvah is koinu klal Yisrael. In the men in lilmei de lalame, and in the asiyah that noshim ha-mitzuvah in the last is also. So that's called, it's 80% mitzuvah bakel. The mitzvah of taglachas, it's not noig banoshim, and noshim are not mitzvah in lil middle olame. So a whole shevet of klal Yisrael, half of klal Yisrael is not mitzvah. That's called eini mitzvah. That's called eini shove bakel. That's called eini shove bakel because half of klal Yisrael isn't mitzvah at all in the mitzvah of taglachas. That's called eini shove bakel. So such a eini shove bakel esedoy chaloi sase. But if you have an eini shove bakel, that 80% of the mitzvah is Koilu Klal Yisrael. There's a 20% or 10%, whatever you'll call it, that's not Mitzuvah in the Asiyah. No. And that you cannot learn out from Tanklachas and Esad Eicheloisas. So therefore the Gemara said that Amon Lekoyin Godlo Min Anesuin Ein Esad Eicheloisas of Esad. That's how the Egli tells us Pshat in our Taisvis. V'yesh meforshim anu mahalach. Now, Taisus had a kasha, the Taisus had a maradik kasha. In Skonai, it says that esse doiche loisase v'yese. That was Taisus' kasha. The mizkonai layafinim ba'alme afilo eine shava bakel. Bishum de esse de mitzayra odif mishar esse. The Godel Asholim. Taisva says, the Godel Asholim, by Yidei She Yitoyer Mutter Betashmish Kedamrinin Bishiluach HaKam. So Taisva's answers, Taisva says that the Esser of Taglachas Mitzoyre is more Chomer than all Essers. Because this is Godel Asholim, before Taglachas is also Betashmish, after Taglachas is Mutter Betashmish, so that's another reason why it is Doiche. So let us stop over here, but just let us say one vote. We had started off in the beginning of the Shir, we told over the Kasha of the Proshes Drochem. The Chinuch said that the mitzvah's esse of matzah is not doiche nedorim because ein esse doiche loisase ve'esse. Ein esse doiche loisase ve'esse. So the Proshes Drochem asks on the Chinuch, tisa b'shaile, something that tisa b'shaile is doiche. Could be that Avnei Miluim means this. I don't know if he says this exactly. Now, we mentioned before that Iser B'Shaile, if Nozer is called Iser B'Shaile, is a machloikis. If you learn that Nozer is an Iser Teire, then it's not called Iser B'Shaile. If Nozer is an Iser Gavre, then it is called Iser B'Shaile. So it could be our Gemara held that it's not an Iser Teire, so it's called Iser B'Shaile. La Haloche could be held that it is an Iser Teire. So Bechlal, we don't see this Indian Akula of Iser B'Shaile by Nozer. So why is Nozer Taked Doich Alois Asa? So we'll say like Toisves, because it's God of Lasholem. So it could be Lefiya Emes, the reason why Nozer, we say that the Esser Taglachas is Doiche, the Iser Nozer, is because Godel HaSholem. We don't remain with Iser B'Shaile because could be Nozer is not called Iser B'Shaile if you learn that it's an Iser Teire. So Memele, so could be this Sugya held that Nozer is called Iser B'Shaile. La Loche, we don't hold that Nozer is called Iser B'Shaile. And the reason why it's Doich is als Godel HaSholem. So Memele, so that's Godel HaSholem is Doich Aloi Sase Ve'ese. Masha'en Kein, by Nedorim, you don't have the mile of Godel HaSholem. So therefore the Chinuch said, Ein Ese Doich Aloi Sase Ve'ese.